And in the basket there were tainim, there were figs. Toivim, there were very good figs. And the Baisan on top, he didn't see the good figs, he only saw the bad figs. And later he realized that in this basket are very good figs. The Yomer, and the person says like this now, Ilo Ayisi Yedei, if I would have known, Shebenois Suach Betoichoi, that in the middle of this basket there are very, very good figs, Le'ayisi Neider, Hakukol Asura. Allah Yisi Neider, I wouldn't have made the Neder. That's what the person says. It's like a Shoigeg. He did not realize there were good figs here. So for the good figs, he would have never made it also. So Gemara says, HaKilkola Asura. The locker is the rest of the basket, the rest of the figs, the bad figs, are still also to him. But the nice suach, only the very, very good figs, those are Mataris. That's what they first wanted to say. That's what Rav Nosson first wanted to say. That you don't say, Nedir Shuta Mitzos Huta Kulai. Even though first you made a Nedir, all these figs are also. Later you find out there are very good figs. So those you never meant to include. So first we thought, okay, that's like a nidresh gogo. On that you were shogeg, you made a mistake, you never knew it was there. You would have never had in mind to make it also. But the other ones that you knew were there and had in mind, those still remain also. Achebor Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Kiva came. But Liman had taught them not like that. And taught them that the locher is neder shuta miktsosoi huta kuloi. Or neder that's huta miktsosoi miksav, it is mutter, those things becomes mutter. So my love isn't the case talking about the Yomah. The person says, either way, Yisri Yedeya, if I would have known, Shebenois Suach Betoichoi, that in the middle of this basket, there are very good figs here, Hayisi Yomer, then I would have said like this, Teinim Shchairis Levena Sasuras. He would have changed around the Lashon and would have said, the black ones and white figs, those are Rasa. But Benois Suach, the very good figs, Mutaris. And Rabbi Kiva goes across Rabbi Kiva. And still you see what? To pull the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan do argue on Rabbi Kiva. Zechur de Zul, not like Rava. Like Rava says, nobody argues on Rabbi Kiva. Rava says in such a case, where you change your language, even by Shammai, even the people that argue on Rabbi Kiva, agree that you send Nedir Shuta Miktsos Sutra Kulai. And here it says, no, here it says, only goes across Rabbi Kiva. Zechur de Kasha and Rava. Zechur says, Loi, no, that's not the case here. I tell you the case is Biyomi where he says, Ilu Ayisi Yedei, if I would have known, Shebenei Suach Betoicho, that there are very good figs in the middle, Ayisi Yedei, I would have said like this then, Kol Akol Kol Asura. He would have remained with the same Lashon, with the same language. He still would have said the Lashon of, this whole basket should be Yasa to me. But he just would have added, Ubenei Suach Mataris. So then it's very good, even according to Rava. So in such a case, who says everything becomes mutter? Only Rabbi Kiva, only Beis Hillel. That they say even when you say stay with the same language, but since you're excluding something that was included in the first neder, still we say neder shuta miktsos sutra kulei. So it could be still comes a good according to Rava. Mor says now man tana lo tana rabbanan. Who's the tana of this brisa that we learned? Nodar mechamisha b'nei yodam ki echad. Somebody made a neder, he can't have any enjoyment or he can't give enjoyment to five people. And he said it in one lashon, that all you people are also to me. And then, hutal yechad mehem, later he went to a chacham to be matter the neder. He had charota that one of the people he liked, he did not mean to make them also. So it says clearly, if you take out one person from your neder, is automatically hutru kulan. All of them become mutter. Chutz meyechad mehem. If you take out one person, is hutra kulan. If you just take out one person, so then automatically all of them become mutter. What about if you say chutz meyechad mehem? What you say is just I want the net to still be chal. Just I want it chutz. It should be excluding one person. Then we say who mutter? Only that one person is mutter. Vehein asurin, and everybody else still remains also. So who's the tana that makes the difference how you take the person out? But if you say chutz meyechad one, I want to be mutter. They're all mutter. But if you say chutz meyechad, then only that one person is mutter. Everybody else is also. So Mar says either Rab. If you want to say it goes according to Rab's pshat. What you have to say is Reisha Rabbi Akiva, V'Seifa Divrei Akil. The Reisha goes according to Rabbi Akiva. That what? You change your Lashon. That the Reisha said, he said, Huta Liyechad Mehen. you're saying one of them is mutter, so you're changing the lashon, so that according to Rabbi Akiva, they all become mutter. And the sefer, according to Rabbi, goes according to everybody. If you don't change the language, you still say kulchem asurin, you just say chutz miyechad mehem, then according to Rabbi, everybody holds that it's awesome. And either Rabbi, if you want to go according to Rabbi, and Rabbi says, no, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's always mutter, so what you have to say is that the sefer that says it's also sefer Rabbanan. The sefer that says it's also goes only according to the Rabbanan, according to Beshamashita. For Reisha, the first case though, where you change the lashon, that there we say ned the shutta miksasa, the whole thing becomes mutter, that's like a divrei hakol, that goes according to everybody. Because Rabbi holds that when you change the lashon of the neder, even Beishama, even the Rabbanan agree that we do say neder shutta miksasai hutra kulai. So hurry, after the whole machlokes said the Gemara doesn't come out clearly, who do we paskin like? Do we hold like Rabbi or do we hold like Rava? So Rabbi brings down really the machlokes to show him who do we paskin like. The Rabbi says on the end of Amud Beis, Linyan halacha, the Rabbi knows Kaimlon Rabbi Akiva. We hold like Rabbi Akiva, Aliba de Beis Hillel, that the neder shutta miksasi is hutra kulai. The whole thing becomes mutter. Now, if look to the Rabbi of Rava, says, Kivu nikla meima de ilcha soka Rabbi. One way is to say we should pass him like Rabbi. Mishum de heve Rabbi, the Rava. He was Rava's Rebbe, so we should pass him like the Rebbe. But another svar is no. The ikla meima could also say, de ilcha soka Rava, like the Talmud, Mishum de Basrohu. He was the last one. Usually we pass him like the Basra, the last one. Therefore, the Ran says, Naktin and Karab lechumra. We pass him like Rabbi's Pshat lechumra, to the Maimed Kulam Asurim. If you do not change the language, then the Neder still remains Asur. And only the father you're excluded becomes Mutter. But only when you change the whole language, then we're Mekul, then we say Neder Shutum Ksosoi, Hutra Kulai. That's the way the Ran comes out, Lahalocha. Alright, turn over. Yes. Next mission is like this. The fourth type of a mission was Nidrei Oinsen, where you make a Neder, and then an oinus happens, an accident happens that you can't be mekayim the neder, that the neder is not chal. What's the case? Hediru chaveru shiach letzlei. Somebody invited you over, and first you said, no, 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 you're not coming. So the person says, listen, if you're not going to come to my house tonight for supper, I'm making my property yasser on you. I'm making a neder that you won't be able to have any enjoyment from me. So okay, so the chura then, the person saw he means business, and really he wanted to come to eat supper. What happened was, v'cholahu, the person got sick. Now the chiddush is, he's not in the hospital, he's not in the emergency room. The guy has a little headache. So really, really, the guy could have come. But since the guy, l'maisa, has an excuse, we say when the first person made the neder, he did not mean to make his property yasser if he's not coming because she had a headache. I only meant that for no reason at all, you can't say no to me. But any type of an excuse you have, even though it's a small excuse, he never meant to make the neder. That's called nidrei oinsen. Or else your son got sick, and you have an excuse why you can't come. So when you have excuses, the neder was never chal. The svar is, because that when I made a neder, if you don't come to my house, you can't have any enjoyment from me. I only meant if you're not coming without an excuse. But if you have a good excuse not to come, I never meant to make it also. So you don't need a chochon to be matter this neder. By itself, the neder was not chal. Or else let's say you wanted to come and you missed the ferry. You couldn't get over the river. That's also called a good excuse. Is a reyelo nidrei oinsen. These are all cases of nidrei oinsen. The law career that a smuta says the fish for yola adaita less than the chutz of achaveroi and loyachli moyel gashiachalovai. The person only made the neder if you don't come without an excuse. But any time you have an excuse, the person never meant to make the neder. More says the case now. Who garva? There was a man. The atfis achvos to the bedina. There was a shailan bezdin. Two people, one says, you owe me $100, he says, no, you owe me $100. So there's an argument back and forth. So Desmond gave one person a zachvosim, means a star, like you're a winning power now. But for Yomer, he said like this, if I don't come back within 30 days, levatlan hani zachvosi, I want you to take away my schus as if to say I lost. So Ron explains that the person says, listen, I want to go home and talk to people to bring back an aid, to bring a proof that I'm right. So he has the right to leave for 30 days. But Bezin's afraid maybe the guy is just going to run away and not come back. So they say, listen, if you don't come back within 30 days, you're automatically losing this case. If you come back within 30 days, very good, then we'll see what proof you come back with. But if you don't show up in 30 days, you're going to lose this case. That's called levatlan hanisach vasim. Anything you gained so far, we're going to take away from you. That was the tanai that they made. You could leave now, but if you don't come back within 30 days, you automatically lose the case. What happened was, Isnes, at the end of 30 days, he didn't show up, but he got sick, and then an accident happened. V'lo yosin, he didn't come. Some Rav Huna thought, Boto sachvosei, l'maisa, this person did not show up in Bezdin, he loses his right, and that's it. He lost the case. Oh, Malay Rav said back to him, no, honesu. This person really wanted to come to Bezdin. Just he's sick, he's an honest, an accident happened. And the klal is, the honest rachmona patre. Whenever you want to do something, or something happens because of an honest, it's not considered like you did it. In other words, here, you have to do an action, a positive action, of not coming back. This is not called not coming back. Since you were sick, something held you back from coming back, it's not called you did not deliberately come back. And the Raya Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Ulanara l'sasadavar, if a man goes in the fields and rapes a girl, so it says there to the girl, we can't do anything. The man talk, he gets misa. If she's a Nara Marosa, she's a girl that's married, so that if somebody lives with her, he's chayiv misa. But to the girl, we don't do anything. But Ulanara l'sasadavar, why not? Because she was an honest. She was forced. So you see, when an accident happens to you, it's not called like you're doing the action. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, kot l'shani, maybe when do we free an oinis? By Echiv Misa. Like this, the girl is supposed to be killed also. She was also a married girl. She's living with another man. So to give a Misa, there we say no, since she was an honest, we don't give a Misa. Then maybe we're standing the gate of being killing, then we don't look at Einis. So Mara says no. For Yatnam, we learned in our Mishnah. Nidra Yainsin is the whole parasha of an Einis. Somebody makes a Neder, and then an Einis happens. That Hediru Chaverish Yechletzlei, you make a Neder if your friend does not eat by you tonight. He cannot have any enjoyment from you. The cholo, and then your friend got sick, an accident happened. You see, it's called a nidra yainsin. You see, an einis is not sinned like you did not come. If you have an excuse, a reason why you did not come, it's not called you're doing an action of not coming. It's called something we just have to overlook. Say also, in the case of the mumness here also, Lamaisa, the person wanted to come to Bezdin, he got sick, he couldn't come, that's not called, he didn't come, so we should say that he didn't lose his case. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rav, according to Rav, that Rav is the one that's saying it's called an onus. Rav is like, it says like this, that he does not lose his rights. Or some girls, Larab, it should be. If you hold that this is also the case of Einstein, it's a klal all over. Whenever an einus happens, it's not called like you did the action. So why is it different than this halacha of Gittin? Maishna mehod etznam. We learned like this. Somebody says to his wife, Hareze gitcha meyachshav. I'm giving you a get right now. Im loibosim mikan ad yud beis chodesh. If I do not come back within 12 months, then the get should be chal now. In other words, he's going away, and he's afraid maybe he'll get lost there, something will happen. He doesn't want his wife to remain in Niguna. So he tells his wife, here's a get. Now, if I come back within this next year, then the get is not a good get. Just if I do not show up within 12 months, then the get should be good, starting from right now, meyachshe from today. And it says, alocher is umeis patech yud beis chedish. Let's say the person died within the 12 months. Here's a raise a get. It says, alocher is that get is called a good get. What's the difference if it's a good get or not? The guy died, what do we care? His wife could get married anyway. Now, Kemeter is for mitzvah yibum. There's no din yibum. If the guy dies without a get, then he has no kids, so the wife has a mitzvah yibum. But now we say, no, the guy died, we consider as if the get was chal before he left, and she's called the gerusha, then there's no mitzvah yibum. The question is, v'yamai, why do you say the get's a good get? Because he did not come home, but v'hameinus is nisa. This is called an einus. Let's say maybe really the guy wanted to come back. Just the guy died. He couldn't come back. In other words, the get is only good get if he does an action deliberately of not coming back within 12 months. The guy died after 2 months. You can't say he did an action of not coming back. Because it was up to him. He would have wanted to come back. He would have come back. Just an honest happens. He died. That's why he couldn't come back. So according to Rava or Rabba, that should not be called, he was Mekayim the Tanai, and the get should not be Chal, and his wife, if there are no children, should have a mitzvah yibum. So Mar says, no, Amri over there is different. I'm a Dilma.